Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were talking a little bit earlier about aviation. The aviation industry in South Africa does seem to be a little bit all over the show and try hard to figure out where we are going. What are the trends amongst the airlines that are coming and going? Joining us this morning is Aputeko Majopele, who is an aviation analyst. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, sir, and thanks for having me on your show.
It is very confusing. You know, a friend of mine said to me yesterday, oh, you know, you could use your Voyager miles. And I said, really? Is SAA flying again? And it's hard to keep up. It's hard to know which airlines are around, which aren't around. And with all the turbulence, I suppose, within that industry, how it's going to settle down. Give us your perspective.
I think what we need to look at the moment is how the trend of airlines, you know, dating back from when the commercial services started in South Africa, history will tell you that it has not been easy. When you look at, you know, how we as South African have been getting the airlines, which, especially when you look at the so-called low costs and looking at how they came and go and how the trend is going, it's really very much confusing. You were talking about the Voyager miles of SAA and not knowing whether you can still redeem those miles or not. But the truth of the matter is that this is going to continue. You may have an airline operating today and thinking that it's going to continue operating like that, and you subscribe to their frequent flyer program, and tomorrow it's all gone, and not knowing exactly what really happened. So it has been really something that people have not really paying attention to. But the truth of the matter, when you look at the trajectory of this whole thing, is that the airlines have been going through a business rescue process, and boom, all they are gone. If you look at the opinion piece that I jotted down a couple of days ago, it has always been like that. All these airlines that have been coming and going. And the fact of the matter is that we seem not to have a formula of how we want to keep our industry going. And the reason why I'm saying it is turbulent, it's going to continue to be like that for as long as we are not able to have a formula that we think we can keep. All the industries, if you go to mining industry, there is a formula of keeping that industry going and protecting the businesses and the interests of the economy within the sector. But with aviation, it doesn't seem like we have something like that in place.
But wasn't it exacerbated by the fact that not all of the players were playing on an equal footing? In other words, SAA could sustain losses, they could undercut other private airlines because they knew they were going to be propped up by the taxpayer ultimately. So didn't that unfair competition to a greater or lesser extent cause some of the issues that we faced in the industry in South Africa?
Yes, I agree with you. But at the same time, we must also look at the other factors within the industry. So let's say you are an airline coming out of, any other country, Israel for that matter. When you land in Johannesburg, you are going to be charged a rate that is being charged to Mango for ATNS, Air Traffic and Navigational Services, AXA and all that. Their rates are the same. You compete equally with the local airline that is here. There isn't anything in place that says you are a local operator. This is the rate that you are going to pay to protect the market. Remember, the market needs to be protected, whether we like it or not. We've got to protect our market. But our country doesn't have that in place where they can say we are protecting the space for us. Equal footing, yes, it is important. SAA, it got a lot of bailouts throughout the years. And for other airlines, it has not been able to be easy to be protected like SAA was protected. That is why I am saying, for as long as we are not having a formula of how we are going to protect the industry, everybody who's within the industry, we are not going to win. We are going to continue seeing this happening repeatedly and repeatedly.
Yeah, it's just an incredible thing. So now, how's it going to settle? I mean, we've gotten the new airline Lyft. We've got Kulula, I think, are going to be operating again. I'm not 100% sure. Mango, I don't think so. SAA, maybe. It does, from a consumer's perspective and somebody who's not fully engaged in this all the time, it's very hard to figure out what to do.
Yes, certainly. That's why we've got to make sure that you keep, the airline that you believe it's going to keep you, on the skies whenever you want to fly. And that's why it's so important that you subscribe to, frequent flyer program that they might have. The Comair is going to be starting flying. In fact, they have started yesterday.
Oh, that's good news.
With their full, with their BA as well as, the Kulula brand.
Right.
You have Lyft, it has been operating as well as SAF Air and other, Air Link and, San Air. Those are airlines that are happening. SAA and Mango. SAA have, decided to start with 6 destinations starting from the 23rd of this month. But there's a bit of, issues as well over there. as we know, they seems not to have, everything in place, but obviously they committed that they are going to start operating. But my problem is that, you see, when we're not communicating our message effectively out in the public, it always casts doubts. There are people that lost money during the process of business rescue within, within the SAA, many companies and individuals. And when you have lost money that time and you want to spend money again on the same airline that dropped you at the last minute, it will create a problem for them to get those customers back onto the skies or onto their planes, and for them to be able to do that, they just need to do a bit of a work around that. The second thing is that your subsidiaries like your Mango also did exactly the same thing that the SAA has gone through. What is it that you are doing different or you are going to do different to try and get back those? And because the truth of the matter is that you, as a South African, you've spent money on that. Whether you gave a concern or not, it is your money. And for us, the interest is very high. And we're not critiquing SAA because we want to see it failing or we don't like it. We're critiquing it because it is our own money. That is why it's so important that when you communicate your message, it is important that you are clear with your message. Similarly with the Takatso deal that is making rounds now, where they're saying global aviation airways they want to pull out. The fact of the matter is that when you communicate your message to the people, you've got to make sure that you've got all the ducks in a row. You've got to make sure that you are clear about what you want to achieve at the end of the day. And I think in this case, they went out there without really prepared and what to share with the population. And that's why today we are sitting where we are, because really the marriage was very easy to be pronounced, yet you did not conclude what you're going to
hasn't been consummated. Exactly. Thank you. That's unfortunately all we have at time for Puteko Majupele, an aviation analyst, talking to us about the situation and the landscape with regard to South Africa's aviation industry.